Thursday, 7th of July, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Rabbi Henoch Heitner, Moshe Emes, Rosh Emes.
Speak about two yonim. The first chiluk will be about Dvar Locha, and after we'll go on to Shalimud, which can take from this week's parasha, Parshat Tzvirich. The Dvar Locha, I want to speak about the shayla, which is a very known shayla. Shayla about making puzzles on Shabbos. So one of the melachas, all this melachas, is the melacha of Kaisen. So make a person who writes, to Oisir, Sifchai, Vechai, Vechai. So the shayla is about puzzles. You have some puzzles which combine. You might have like each piece by itself can have a half oif, and through putting these two pieces together, it comes into one oif. Or you can have even a whole oif on each piece. And putting two pieces together, now you come into the share of two oifs, which is the chayav chatos. So the place can clear what aloch. So for the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, and also Ramosha and Menigos Moshe, he says that it's like a puzzle. It depends. If the pieces are lying side by side and not attached, then it's not a problem. But if the two pieces are mechuba, then it is a problem. So I want to talk to discuss this shayla. If it's two pieces haven't got any connection, the line side by side, that's no problem. A puzzle which doesn't combine, doesn't click together.
Like Scrabble pieces.
Like Scrabble pieces, yeah. Well, if it's made in a way where they have the holes, then it is a problem. So I want to talk to discuss this yidden and see from Gemara what it seems to be from the Gemara. So in order to divide the Shaila, we have to see Gemara and Shabbos Kuftal on this. So the Gemara is going on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaKoytzev Shtei Oisiyas Behelem Echad Chayes. We said before, the Shea, Ksiva, Tvichai, Vakarim, is Shtei Oisiyas. The Mishnah carries on. The Mishnah says afterwards, Kosav, a base case thereby is a person wrote two oisias on two different walls of the house. A shnei dafei pinkes, or on dafei pinkes are like papers in a booklet. So he wrote two oisias on two different pages. They ain't negim zemze. But you can't read these two oisias together. So the halacha is potter. Because for these two oisias to be mitzuref, you have to be able to read them together. If it's in a place where one is on one wall and one is the other wall and you can't read them together, then halacha is on potter and not chayav chatos. Said Gemara. Said the Gemara brings halacha from Rami. Amr Rav Ami, kasa b'isachas b'tiveria, v'achas b'tipoy richayv. So Gemara speaks about an interesting case. A person has two sheets of paper, and one is lying in Tiveria, and one is lying in Tipoyri, and he writes an ois achas on each paper. The lachri is chayv. Why? It's Gemara says ksivi, elish mechusa kreva. We consider this as being a ksiva. And all that's missing is the act of putting these, lifting out one sheet and bringing next to the other one. So maybe that mice is not enough. The mice is maybe we say I'm chayv. Ask Gemara the obvious question. Pick Gemara from the Mishnah. But Tanan, kasa ashli kos tabayis, ashli dafa pinkis, ve'ein negin zem zeh potter. We just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said whenever you don't read the two oises together, I'm potter. So why is it when one ois is lying in Tiberia and one is lying in Tiberia, so obviously you can't read them together, why am I chayv? So the Gemara answers, Hasra mechusa meisa de kriva, Hachale mechusa meisa de kriva. So Rashi's mazbi the chiluk is this. Chiluk is, that in the case of our Mishnah, by the Kriyas Abayis, and not in Dafi Pinkis, there's no way I can read them together, and there's no way I can even combine them together, other than breaking the house, or even by the paper, I'd have to start cutting the paper, in order to bring one ois next to the other ois. So in that seal, since you can't read them together, mele we say that I'm potter. Whereas in this case, although now in this position where they are lying, I can't read them together, but since it's only an act of poshut or lifting one paper and bringing them next to the other paper, that maisa is not a choshev maisa, and maybe we can consider them being together, although they're not yet together, but since it's a small act of bringing something together, then maybe we consider these oisias as being combined, although they're not really yet combined. This is the Gemara. So now there's a famous Chumash from Rav Hodan, Parishim, also a very famous Shaila. The Shaila about Svarim Shavgot. Oisya is written on the side of the Svarim. So the Ramah, the first to speak about it, the Chumash from Ramah. The Ramah is done. Every time I open the Sefer, I'll be doing Moichik. I've got my Oisya, whole Oisya, and now I've separated the pages, I'll be doing Moichik. And the Sefer Ket, I've closed the Sefer, I'm now forming the Oisya again. So the Chumash, I'm doing Kaisa. So the Ramah brings this Gemara. And he said, I'm first arrived, the Shaykh of the Gemara. Gemara said, Mechusa, Hasra Mechusa Maisa de Kriva, Hachale Mechusa Maisa de Kriva. Gemara said, whenever a person, all a person has to do is to join two things together, we don't see such an act as being a Choshva act, and maybe we see them as being combined even before they're actually combined. So if you're there, that should be the Lacha, and the Gabbin is for him as well. It's true that when the Sefer is opened, the Oisi is Taka not Matsurah. But since it's only an act of kriva, an act of closing the sefer to combine them, the mela it's not called mechusa ma'aseh the kriva. We see the ois as being whole even before it's actually whole. And the Ma'ase said there's no svar lechale between two whole. In the Gemara's case, each ois is separate, the whole ois, whereas in the case of the sefer, I've only got little parts. I haven't even got one ois for shleimus. The Ma'ase said there's no svar lechalek. So mela the lacha should be spot. So, but the Ma'ase carries on, and the Ma'ase says. That you might want to be mechalek. That's true, the Gemara says that writing on one ois for Tiberi and one ois for Tiberi is taka chayad, because you consider the two oisias as being the tzura, and therefore I'm chayad achatos. But maybe that's not a reason still to be potter if I actually join them together. But maybe you'll say that the Torah of mechayad for making a better ksiva, it's true that I was taka considered a ksiva even before it was actually joined, before I brought the paper next to each other. And maybe the act of bringing something together, bringing one paper next to each other, now makes this into a clearer sub. So maybe we'll say that although I stuck a chayv on writing the first place of the chayv instead of a rote ksiva, but maybe now the malacha mitzad making a clearer ksav. And maybe hold in the case of Gemara, it's true that I was stuck a considered ksav even before I closed the sefer, but now that I've closed the sefer, it's now clearer. So maybe that's good for a svara to mechayv and shabbos. So Ramah brings in a raya. I can't make it. So the Raya of the Ramah is taken from the same Omid Gemara, but a different Gemara. Gemara is done, what's halach legabi ksav legabi ksav? So the Mishnah says that I'm potter, ksav legabi ksav, it's not considered ksav, so mele I'm not chayav mishavs. So the Gemara brings the machlekes from Naim legabi sefer Torah. So the case of Gemara, Gemara's case says, the Braisa speaks about a case where a person had a sefer, he's writing sefer Torah, he has to write the Shem Hashem. But absentmindedly, he didn't realize he had to write the Shem Hashem. He thought he has to write the word Yehuda. Mm-hmm. And what happened? Maybe he was planning to write Yehuda, but he accidentally missed out the word David. So it was accidental, but forget, the Maisi came out that this is what the Maisi has to be written. He has to write now Shem Hashem. He thought he had to write Yehuda, and he missed out the David, so now I've got here Shem Hashem. But the problem is, I've got Shem Hashem, we know Shem Hashem is the Torah has to be written with Kavana, and here he was thinking about writing something else. So the Maisi says, Machlik is Tanoim. So the first shita is Rabbi Yehuda shita. He says, "Ma'abi all of kumus and mekatshi." All you have to do is you just go over the first the Shem Hashem. You go over again with a bill of ink, and through that you add now kavana. You add the chavon, the Shem kedusha sefer Torah. So meila you've got now the kavana. Chomayimim ein Hashem namocha. This is not good enough. Since the ksav has already been there before, so meila the one I'm doing now on top of the ksav is not called a ksav. So Gemara said that's Torah, this din of our Mishnah, Gabi Shabbat, is Torah, same machalik as Gabi Sefer Torah. If you consider Ksav, Gabi Ksav, Sefer Torah, you call the Ksav, and who's the Gabi Shabbat, Rabbi Chayev. Whereas if you hold that the Gabi Sefer Torah, it's not called the Ksav, so the Gabi Shabbat, it's not a Ksav, it's made on pot. Says us to Ramah, so before the Ramah suggested the Chilo, and maybe the Gabi Shabbat, even where I've got a Ksav already, if I'm making a Ksav into a better Ksav, maybe then the Torah is also Mechayev, it's making a better Ksav. So Ramah says, so what's Gemara's saying? That if you're born in a hole by Sefer Torah, it's not Ksav. And who are they, my Shabbos, it's not Ksav. What do I? By Sefer Torah, I need a Ksiva. So maybe it's not Ksav. Whereas my Shabbos, the Torah is Mechayev, even from making from one Ksav into a better Ksav, a clearer Ksav, I'll also be Chayev. So what's Gemara's right? The Chayev sees Ramah, boys from the Gemara, about the Mechayev, the Shabbos, is like all Ksivas. And the Torah is Mechayev, the Ksiva. We've got Ksiva ready, and I'm just making it nicer. Here, there's no Ksiv. So the Ramah is machriya in his case. I got the sorry, I'm allowed. There's no problem. I'm allowed. Ma'is the all poiskim. It's basically all poiskim machilek. The levush and other poiskim who hold it's asa. We passing the ikadin that it's mutter allowed to open the svarim. Mishnah Berurah brings down after that the makkin to machim with taklai the lovish. But kavod ikadin we passing like the shittas from all that's mutter to open the svar. So now let's come back to our shayla if we should mention the other puzzles. L'chera, after seeing this Ramah, l'chera, there's no svara to ask the case of puzzles also. He said, Ramah said, whenever two pieces are actually separated, since it's only a ma'aseh kareiva, so maybe we see the ksav already as being combined. And the acts of putting it together, making it clearer, is not a sibah to be chayav on Shabbos. L'chera, why should we any nafkemina, the fact that these puzzles are being combined, l'chera, if there was, the ksav is considered to have been there before and already, and now I'm simply combining them, it's true that I might have made them fit into each other, but why that siva to be chayav? L'chera, if you go with the Ramah, l'chera, it should be mutter. So Taka saw the Aruch Shabbos, he wants to say that Nochanama, this whole psak over Moshe and Shmir Shabbos, Taka only works with the Shita Lerubosh. Lerubosh that argues in Ramah, l'gav the Svarim, and he holds that combining an ois is also on Shabbos. So who are then l'gav puzzle, Taka, this from Moshe is only going with that Shita. L'chera, it's a big deal, like we said before, we have to pass it by the Ramah. And L'chera, to say that the Shmir Shabbos, Ramah was saying, like Lavush is a big doich. Yeah, you're asking Matt, you're asking if you hold that like if you go with Lavush, the should be also even the case of a scrabble as well. So maybe if there's that we are not Khosh for Lavush, only in this way. Come on, the Khair is a from Ramosh and Shmir Shabbos. But I want to suggest that maybe Mahalach like this. Before we said there was two shtavim in the Ramah. He said, Ramah, first shtavah, he brought right from Gemara that Sanshin Chusa Kareva is not a Chosh of a Ma'isa. The way that we can consider two Aesias, although they're actually apart, we consider them being together. That was the first din of the Ramah. And the shtavis of the Ramah was, he said that once it's called Kosov, I've got a Torah Sativa, so Mela, making the Ksav into a Bet Ksav is not a reason to be Chayav on Shabbos. So we said Ramah is mashmah, whenever I've got a tziva, it doesn't make sense that it should be also now doing something, making better, making clearer. And maybe it could be mechalik in this nekuda. That when Ramah like said that I've got an ois, I'm making it better, I'm making it clearer, I'm not chayav, it's not also on Shabbos, maybe Ramah was actually going dafka in that serum, they got the kriva. The case of kriva, we said again, the case of the svarim, I'm only flipping pages together and it's not combined. Because maybe the svar could be that the Ramah only meant, in the case of Kreva, either the case of Svarim or the case of Tiferet and Tveria, when I'm putting two things together, I'm not actually making the Ksiva any different. Since in them we can consider the Ksava being together even before it's actually together. So all I've done is I made it clearer. It's like the case of Ksava Gabi Ksava, which I haven't made any different to the first Ksiva, only made it might have been a bit faint, so now through writing over it on top, I made it now a bit clearer. We haven't changed the Ksava at all. So then, maybe in that case, Ramah said, in the case we haven't changed the ksav, here Ramah said, so stam moisiv, Ramah meant, making something clearer, or putting it together, make it more readable. Then Ramah said, I've added there's no silat b'chayav on Shabbos, and it's not also on Shabbos. But in the case, in our case here, it could be that the ksiva itself, inherently, is really a different ksiva. Of mazi, slightly more what I'm saying, that that's possible, that normal ksiva of Adar is a person writes two letters on a paper, well, these letters can be read together on one paper. The tiruf, the paper, it's a one piece of paper. Gemara's case for the chiddush. I've got a case where it's two different papers. Filachid Gemara considered the ksiva because we see some form of tiruf. Avada, it's mistaba that the regular ksiva is not that case for Gemara. Avada, the more posh ksiva, the case of ksiva where two oasis are lying on one piece of paper. In that case, that's a real ksiva. To come to this, in the case of Ramosha and the puzzle, it's true that it was next to ois, a ksiva, and there was a tiruf as well, even before him. But now, with me putting the combining together, I've now made the ksiva to a better ksiva. Maybe here, even Ramah is also giving me maida that also on Shabbos. So Ramah only meant where the ksiva itself is not changing. It's partially making it clearer ksiva. Clearer ksiva, says Ramah, is not a reason to be also a chayav on Shabbos. But where the ksiva was the ksiva on two papers, and now the ksiva of combined ksiva, here, it could be that Ramah is taking maida that also on Shabbos, and that's shot in the psak of Moshe and the Shmir Shabbos. Okay, I can the Dvar Locha. I wanted to speak about Taka the limo we can take out from this parasha of Koyach. In this week's parasha, we know that the Torah discusses that Koyach He was Niskani in the Tzvilos of Al-Safim and Azil. And maybe they came with a Taina to Moshe. He says, why should you be, he had a Taina class against Al-Safim and Hil Bechal, why should Moshe be the Melech and Aaron be the Kohen Gadol? Koyach HaTainas against Moshe. So I saw in Chaim's Kalpon Sefer, Mishal Shemen, he said the Kasha, which is the first one to Kasha, he brings an interesting Rambam in the Geras Teimon. The Rambam says in the Geras Teimon that if a person sees that someone is a Koifa, if a person is Koifa the Teras Moshe, it's a Raya that Behechle Ondu Rabbi Avoysav Al-Harasina. Matan Teru was such a mind that where it was given in front of all Kai Yisrael, Shishim Ribay, in the Shaykh, for a person to be koifan in Mamad Har Sinai. If a person is koifan in Har Sinai, it's a raya that behechach in the Shamu Odne Har Sinai or upon him on the Ragal, the Amlu Ragla Voisal at Har Sinai. So the feel that the obvious question is in our path of Pashas Koyach. Koyach Avada was there, the Shas Matan Torah, and for Lachi we see that Koyach was, he had turned for Moshe for that, for Moshe Kilo, that Moshe became a manig, Moshe chose to become a manig, and Moshe and Aaron and Safon. The Rambam says that it's not shy for a person to be koifa unless the Omdu Ragla Val Harasinai. So I saw brought down Chaim Kanievsky, he wants to say a chiddush, he wants to say that Nochanama, that Takakurach's Taina wasn't coming with a kfir. Korach knew that Avada Moshe was chosen from Hashem, everything what Moshe did, Avada was coming from Hashem. The whole Taina of Korach was that since Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be a manik, and he wanted Aaron, he wanted the Litzof and all to be the same. So maybe since Hashem returned the Rabbi Yasa, so maybe that's why Hashem Taka told him to do like Moshe really wanted. So Koyach Tanya was, he had Tanya on Moshe, why is Moshe trying to be the manik? It's not that Moshe was trying to be a manik, and Hashem wouldn't have been Mesabdav, that he should be a manik as well. And Chaim says very geschmack, and if he says, and Moshe Rabbeinu argues against Koyach, he said, Kiloi Melibi, so Shai, what's Hashem Kiloi Melibi? What's Melibi? So Taka Rav Chaim said, "Api this, Melibi means that I thought you were rotzen. Nishna was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, whatever did it, Api Hashem. But it wasn't even my rotzen. You shouldn't think it was my rotzen, and that's why Hashem was appointed me as man." Okay, this Torah is a little bit of a shverer Torah. This is a sort of Chaim Kalfin and Moira. Because they are full of Mamore Chazal. There's even a Chazal that, the Chazal say that first Taka Korah started off and tainus against the Nesilus of Moshe Korah. And afterwards, he was Koyfa Beferish in Teras Moshe. And everyone knows that the famous Gemara says that Amora went to the Midbar, and we can still hear Koyach saying, Moshe Emes, Vesirosa Emes, the Koyach is Mashma, a lot of Koyach's Taina, wasn't just a Taina, like Rav Chaim said, but yeah, Koyach was Mashma, that was like Koyfa, it was Koyfa Beferish Moshe. So we ask the question, how could that be? The Raman gets Taimon and said, it's not Shaykh. So the Apostle the Teretz, which I saw also brought down in Stipleys, that the Rambam said that a person is not shaykh, a person to koifa, it didn't mean it's not shaykh. A lot of a person who does avera is about avera, so we know the Yitzhara can take a person to Asher Tachtis, and a lot of the stuff will be, he'll even be koifa, but Teres Moshe. A lot of the Rambam didn't mean such a person. The same applies to a person who has Bal Midas Rois. Midas of a person also, Mashpil on a person, Takatu also to be koifa. This not made the Rambam. Rambam only meant, a piteva, a normal mensch, without these. Not a great amount of vera, such a person is kaifa, that hasn't got upshot. Such a person has to be that the Ahmad Raglov, the Imam that I've seen. But that I mentioned, Balavera or Balmidis Royce, that Avada Isha, the Koyach, Chazal Selah has Kinon on the sofa. So that if a person has a middle of Kinon, that could even bring a person even to be kaifa Hashem. There's a similar Rabbechonon, the famous Rabbechonon. Rabbechonon asks, I think in COVID it's Igris. Chana asks that we know every bar mitzvah, even younger than bar mitzvah, has got a mitzvah. He has to be a tzibri, a munna. Person, every child has to have a munna. So Chana asks a very interesting question. How can it be? We know there was. He speaks about Aristotle. He says Aristotle was someone. I think the Rambam says was a madriga close to Nevuah. That's what Rambam writes of Aristotle. He says the kiyach and kolad. I'm a fanachy of the kaifa. How can it be a mitzvah in the Torah that we should tell a bar mitzvah, a young boy, a hisham, a hasaga, even more than the biggest pikchim? In the Goyim, how can you have that mitzvah? So the Chonakal answer the same Yisrael we said before. That it's a pasuk, Kashoychad Yavar Pikchem, Yisalei Ftivre Tzadike. So Shoychad, a person who judges, he gets a bit of Shoychad. This person, once he has Shoychad, he can't see straight, he can't pass him straight. Mir Chonakal says, that Emunah is something, the biggest Shoychad for a person is, person wants to live a life of Hefkeiros, a person lives in the Munna, he knows he's Meshubbat, he can't do what he wants. And the Yetzer Hara shows him all the Al-Gishmakah, Tanuga, Al-Mazah, and Al-Taydus. The biggest Sheikha the person got, that's the biggest Sheikha for a person. Maybe that's not Shver, Ketachi Knaar, the biggest Kochim, like we said before. Afalachi, it comes to Sheikha, it comes to Efsanagia, a person doesn't see straight. Ketachi can be so posh that, you know, a small Bamitzavai, we expect him to have a Kara in the Munna. Afalachi, it comes to a person that has an Nagia, then that changes the whole story. I want to speak out to another two Yisraelis on the Munna, like Misha Shaykh already started off with. The first thing is, how is the person taking Masig in Munna? First, I bring a Maisa, the Maisa, I think, the first thing, a Maisa. It could be that the limud from the story, I don't know, maybe not some first. The story, which everyone knows, is a story which involves, I think, Isaac Yakels, I think his name was, from Crooker. So this person was a poor person, maybe he was a baker. Maybe a baker, that story, that's what the story says. He was a poor person, but one night he had a dream that in a shtetl, this little weiter weg, there's a bridge in that town, there's a bridge there, if he digs under the bridge, he'll find a oitzah of an oitzah, become a rich person. The first night of this dream, the second night of this dream, so he pushed away the dream, if it was some of the chalemus, he was garnished. It came the third night, he had the same dream again and again, he thought, oh, what does he stand to lose? He'll go, he'll travel, he had a dream three times, let him try his luck. So he takes a horse and wagon, he travels to this town, this far away. He comes there, obviously he can't start digging, you know, under a bridge in the middle of the day, so he makes sure it's a quiet time, it's towards night, no one's looking, no one's around, he starts digging, looking for his treasure. He gets in the middle here, he has a stop, a soldier behind him, what's going on over here? Can't just come and digging under bridges, public property. He doesn't know what to say, he tries to drill out of the soldier. Nice, the soldier, he pushed him, what's going on over here? So nice, this person, he starts saying to them, I'll tell you the truth. I had this dream, I live in a shit in a crooker somewhere. I had this dream that I'll find the treasure under this bridge, that's why I'm digging over here. This soldier burst out laughing, and he said, you had that dream, you believe in these dreams, I'll tell you a dream I had about a man called Isaac from Crooker, and he has behind his oven. When his house, he's also got a treasure. Okay, so obviously this from Isaac, that's all he needed to hear. He came all the way, obviously his chalom was intended to hear this message from the soldier. He went back to his house, and Taki found this treasure. And I think from that treasure there's a shul Taki today in Crooker. I mean, I was in Crooker, I think everyone knows that the shul, Rabbi Isaac Yekler's shul was built partly from that money. So the same way, when Rabbeinu Shishka heard the story, he said, sometimes Chassidim come to him to Mizchazik. Mitzchazik in Munna, Mitzchazik in Avos Hashem, Dveikos Hashem. He said, from this story, you see, sometimes a person come all the way to Rebbe. All the Rebbe has to do is watch the Gala, what this person has got deep inside his heart. Myself was very happy that I saw that someone who's mocked him, Rabbeinu Mepshitzchah, it's the Chavis of Lovus, the Myself. The Chavis of Lovus, in Akdoma, he says a very nice lashon. He brings from a Chochum, Achir Omar, the Yeshtam Dvarim HaChochma. They are things from Chachma Shem Tzvunim, Beliba Yisachamim. K'moy Matmei Nista. There are inyonim Chachma which are hiding in a person's heart like a Matmei. He says, Chachma Tkua B'Teva Adam O'Dekunach HaKarasi. The Chachma them Hashem installed was Nashush inside every person Chachma B'Teva Adam K'moy Amayim Atmunim Beliba Adama. Hanova in Hamaskil, a person who's clever, Mishtadil, Lachir Achri HaChachma Tkua B'Koychoy of Matzvunov. A person who's clever, he takes his mishtadl to take out from his own heart. Like a loisal arisa, who shayv aisum libo. He takes the munah from his own heart. So we asked, first shadow was, how the person must get munah? And munah, we said before, is poshut. Every person, every deed especially, has got a male to tear to a munah. All a person has to do is take away all the manias, and mela, a person has the munah of Hashem. Secondly, said, I want to say about munah is, a klal that emuna has to be a emuna of shuta. Bemes the big mikuach amongst Ali Rishayim bechlal for the musig of chakira, when a person is allowed to start working out himself, because all the shari yichud on working out emuna. But everyone's masking, even after chakira, the person always has to revert back to the emuna of shuta. You know that the klal Yisrael b'shas kriyas yamsof, steht Ra Shivchal Yamash Ra Cheskel Bezruzi Beyamav. A Kaddish Ra Masi Madrigus Nerois. Na Felachi steht Zeh Kirim Amleu. A Felachi Alikei Adi Verim Menu. Yid Asanu A Felachi Masi from his own das. A Felachi not Pshala his das is Kaveya. His Amunah. His Amunah has to be Amunah of Shuta. You give him a serious obvious and also the real Amunah. On this Indian, it's like had a very nice vote from Chash Velev. It's Mamash says this Gedank. The Gemara in Baal Basra, the Gemara described the story from Rabbi Yechonon, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechonon. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechonon gave a shir, and he said he was darshening also Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahavim Avonim Toivis from Agolias, and also Lahavim Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring special diamonds Shem Shloishim Ashloishim Athati Amos, I think. The chayke behind Esar al Esrim, and he'll make a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be chayke. He'll make a hole. He'll Esar al Esrim. Umamida al Meshar Yerushalayim. These will be the Shar Yerushalayim. Okay, so these massive avonim tovos, which are being chayke. Liglig all away the Talmid laughed. Hashta kebeis ad tiltel alei mashchina. Nowadays you can't find diamonds even the size of a small beitzer. Kula hai mashchina. In the Shar, I will find these avonim this size. Kamaras liyomim mefrigas v'nasal yom. Chazam alacha asharis to yosu yikam minstri avonim toivis magalias shim lamud alamud. This talmud b'zeicha, he saw like he was the sin of a yom, and he saw malachim. He was like being chayk these avonim, and he was making holes in avonim shim lamud alamud v'chok yivim esem rum esem. Amalu hano handi leman, he asked him, who are these avonim? Amurei sh'asta kodesh baruch l'amida m'shar yishalayim. He could say, imam is so like a reich n'dash. Asma kamid ab yeich n'amalei, the roish rabbi, told Kim to Rebbechen and said, "Rakhar Rabbi, you said a gval gedrasha, chon al idrash, kasha marta keino is." Like you said, also, amale reika il mole roisa loy manta. If not, like you saw, you wouldn't have believed. Malavli gadu vechom emata, nasan ein avay venasa galsha atzomis. Kim Rebbechen gave a cooking in. I'm Kim galsha atzomis. Chanish Velevet asks, "Chanish Vare kasha." The chila when this Talmud heard the drasha. And he made fun of Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon ignored him, didn't punish him. Now when he comes to verify this rush of Rabbi Yechonon, now's the time for Rabbi Yechonon to not on Elam Boy Nasa Galsha Zomis, it's very schwer. And secondly, we're speaking about Talmud, obviously, which wasn't Stam Talmud. Talmud who saw Malachim, Mamish, who saw what's gonna happen to Asilavi. How can it be that this Talmud was Nanash with such a great Ainish? So Bechaim, like I said, this Mamish, this is what you said before. Avada, straight away when the Talmud didn't believe, was Kaifa. Avada, there was a tree on this Talmud. Avada, the person that doesn't believe, Avada, there's a Taina. There wouldn't be that Taina for Nasa Galsha Tzomis. The Taina of Rabbi Yechonon was, this Talmud, he worked up a philosophy. He saw what happened. He said, now that I see what happened, now I can believe it. He said, a person can only believe what he sees, this Talmud, this is his shitta. On that, Taka comes to Oedish and Nasa Galsha Tzomis. A person who doesn't believe in Melech, a person who works with that shitta, it's only true what a person sees, that's the extra zach. And that's why Gamli was like a grace of Al Madriga, and Felachi after he came back and says, and because Kasha Amarta Kenu Isi, that's like the biggest fear on this Talmud, and that's why he was punished with this Einish. Finish up with the Dvar Chizuk on Munah. We speak a lot about Munah, but it's not always so clear in Munah, we don't always see the tables which Hashem does, Amal is hest upon him, not everything works according to the way we want things to work. Again, we know Munah that's called Amir Rahman is at the Talavid, but we don't really see with our own Munah. So I saw a story, so the Imre Emes after the Velt Mechomer, the Peshtetra fell, the Spanishra, with all the Shibri Kalim, those that survived all came out, Mamma Shechidim, without any Mishpachas, no parents, no Mishpacha, no money. So one such survivor was invited to a Suda by the Imre Emes. So the Imre Emes asked him a question. He says, "Ishtei legavi the luchais." He says, "Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchais." And in Devarim, when he said over the story, he says, "Al shabrim leilechem." I broke the luchais leilechem. So the Imre Emes asked, "What is what leilechem?" Al shabrim, I broke the luchais. What leilechem? The second question he asked is, Chazal say that shiver luchais, the luchais from Lachim Barim. Side the shiver luchais, side the luchais, all lying in Arim. So the Imre Emes asks, "Ishtei the luchais, ishtei why are they in Arim?" What's the Indian of putting the Shiva Luchis? The Shiva Luchis remind Talisol of the Chet Egel. What's the Indian of putting the Shiva Luchis? So there Imre Emes answered both kashas. He says, another pasuk, the Gabi Yosef HaTzadik, by the Shvatim of Amraglin, says he put Shimon in prison. And the other Shvatim went to Tal Yaakov to fetch Binyamin. I said that in the pasuk, the yeser oisai le'inayim. What's le'inayim? So Rashi says le'inayim means it's only le'inayim. So as soon as the Gemara went to Ezra, straight away he took Shimon out of prison. So there, Emre says the same thing in Liabi the Luchis. Hagam the Osaka Shvira, learning le'inayim. What we see in our eye, our Gashmi see the eagle, the Shvira, the Shemayim, the Shvila Muska of Luchis Rishonis, and all the Midas are sitting, Midas behind Luchis Rishonis, sat in school, Kaim and Klan Yisrael. It was only the beginning of Osaka of le'inayim, that for our Gashmi see the eagle, the certain Shvira. So there, Emre told him the same applies to all Shviras, all Matzavim, which we look in our eyes, like it could be a Shvira Matzav, could be Matzav of Shvira. Emma says, okay, the primus of the Achis, Avadis, Altstoyf. How often do we know that the stories which we think at the beginning are bad, and come out at the end, we see they're good? It's all Tzoras, all the time, but Emma says, Alts is Chesed Hashem. Following the time of the Brach, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, especially in Muna, in the Gula, Shleima, Asira, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, the Tzoras, the
Thank you. Thank you.